point to our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell, a secondary school teacher who says she has been falsely identified as the so-called GAA catfish in a number of podcasts by the two Johnnies, has been granted a temporary injunction stopping her school from continuing a disciplinary process against her, which could lead to her dismissal. Niamh Farrell from the Spires in Portadown in County Armagh says the allegations that she was deceiving people online by pretending to be someone else and luring men in the GAA community into relationships are completely false, unfounded and untrue, and are a matter of great distress to her. Orla's with us now. Orla, tell us about the background to this case.
Well, Niamh Farrell is the head of music at Cloisteau A&S Secondary School in Rathfarnham. She also teaches Irish. And the High Court heard that she had an unblemished disciplinary record and she had never been the subject of any complaint about her work. In a sworn statement read to the court by her senior counsel, Connor Pope, she said she became aware in 2022 that there had been some speculation online by unknown individuals that she was the person responsible for catfishing activities outlined in two editions of the Two Johnnies podcasts. These podcasts were incredibly popular. There's probably very few people in the country who haven't heard the podcast or at least haven't heard of them. In The Catfish, she said, created fictitious social media profiles, befriended and communicated with people, often men involved in GAA. She said the podcast didn't name the person responsible, but she said allegations were made online naming her. And she said she did not engage in such activities and the allegations were a source of significant distress to her. Now, she said in May 2022, the principal of the school told her concerns had been raised by parents about the fact that she'd been named online. She said the allegations were completely false, that she'd engaged solicitors who had written to the two Johnnies calling on them to remove the episodes from their platforms. She was off work for 2 weeks and she said she was very upset at being identified as the person involved. And she also said that the An Garda Síochána and the PSNI had been in touch with her. But she said this was purely to check on her welfare because of the fact that she'd been named online. And she said she had never been accused of any criminal wrongdoing of any kind by any agency.
So why has this come up again?
Well, she said she was notified in advance that a third episode on the catfishing topic was being prepared and was about to be broadcast. And she said she was notified in advance because of the effect that the previous episodes had had on her. And the producer of the Two Johnnies had informed her solicitor that they had notified An Garda Síochána and the PSNI again, and that welfare checks might be prudent because the matter was coming up again. Now, she said when she became aware that this third episode had been broadcast, she alerted her principal, and this is where there is a divergence between what she says and what she says the principal says. She says that the principal says that she confirmed to him that she was the person to whom the podcast related, but she says that she had always denied being the person behind the GAA catfish. That she was aware allegations were being made about her by people she didn't know, but at no time did she accept that she'd engaged in the activities outlined in the podcast.
So what's happened now between Niamh Farrell and the school?
Well, Ms. Farrell, the court heard Mr. Parra said that Ms. Farrell was shocked to receive at the beginning of this month an investigation report from the principal, Seán Amárachu, at Cloisteau Aonair, setting out allegations against her. Now, she says this report, which leads to a disciplinary process, which could lead to her dismissal, she said it failed to comply with even the most basic requirements of fair procedures and natural justice. She said it appeared to contain findings of fact. She said that was totally unfair. And she said it was completely unclear what allegations of misconduct were being preferred against her. She said there was no evidence to support any assertion that she was involved in catfishing. And she said the allegations in the report appeared to refer to false allegations which were being made by people she didn't know. She said the investigation report also contained assertions about the impact of the allegations made against her on students and staff. But she said the unfounded allegations had caused great distress to her and she wasn't responsible for the actions of other people. She said the allegations were hearsay and weren't a basis for any disciplinary action. And she referred to a conversation between herself and the principal where she said she couldn't control what other people were saying and that they should just let them tattle. She said that her principal told her that she should care as people were hurt. And she said, yes, me, I'm hurt, and walked out of the meeting. Now, the court was also told that Ms. Farrell was called to a meeting next Tuesday in the school, and she is concerned that the school will be entitled to dismiss her from her employment after that meeting. And she said this would have catastrophic consequences for her career and reputation. She was concerned the board of management of the school was relying on a completely flawed and unlawful process conducted by the school. And she said this was because of the public attention focused on it and because of pressure from some parents, all arising, she says, from unfounded allegations over which she had no control. control. So Mr Justice Brian Cregan granted a temporary injunction to Ms Farrell, stopping the disciplinary process. He heard only from her side in court yesterday. So the matter will be back before the court in a week's time. And at that stage, lawyers for the school will have an opportunity to put their side of the matter.
Orla, thank you. That's our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.